The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Wrapping up Take Command with Logan Paulson, I am Craig Hoffman. And once upon a time, Logan, one of us had a pro day. It wasn't me. It was you, sir. It was me.
Yeah, I guess it was. Pro days are, it was crazy because like season ended, we had a bowl game, season ended. And it's just like you're training for about, it's like 2.5 months. It's not a long window to kind of create some of these adaptations. Like you're kind of banged up from season. Like you're just, and it's just like the most important job interview of your life. And like, when I go back and like William, our producer, sent a picture of me running my 40. And I was like mad at my technique in the picture now that I've coached a lot of people in the 40, you know, I'm like, why did I do that? But the process is super interesting. Right. And I think the actual community around the preparation is really cool. Like you get these really smart coaches, these really good bunch of guys, all these other guys kind of working to the same goal, which was great. And then on the day, like it's so nerve wracking. It's like, I remember just being so nervous. Like I wasn't like nervous, but I was like, I better do well or I'm not going to be playing football here pretty soon. And you just kind of try to do everything, put your best foot forward. And it is a process. And so, especially if you're not like a top end guy, like it's a big deal. Like, cause I didn't get to go to the Senior Bowl. I didn't get to go to the combine. So this was my only opportunity to interact with these teams. And it's not a good sign when at your pro day, like guys are saying, you know, like, what's the most you ever weighed? Would you ever move to tackle or ever move to guard? Like, that would be pretty cool, don't you think? And I was like, I don't know. I would do it if you asked, but like, it's such a different environment, you know? So mine didn't go that great, but I was happy with the result because I ended up playing football for a long time. So,
yeah, you did. 10 years in the NFL, worked out, and you didn't have to move to tackle or guard. So that was, yes, that was good.
Bonus.
Was there anybody, like any first round picks that you were like, I don't think MJD, like you guys weren't.
He was a couple years before me. He was 3 years before me. Mercedes was 3 years before me. Altron Werner was the guy that went highest in that group. He played corner for Tennessee for a long time, like 8 years, 9 years. He was second round pick. I think he was like the 37th, 36th pick. So he was there. A lot of teams were there to see him. We had a lot of talented guys on the team, guys that like never really like hit their level in college. But, you know, as a scout, you're like, I like this guy. He's a 5-star recruit. Can he? And so there was a lot of people at our pro day. There was a lot of people there. And UCLA is a pretty big school, so it was a pretty good opportunity. But, yeah, man, pro days are nuts. I'm kind of getting stressed just thinking back to it. Pro day things? No, because like it's pretty boring. Like when you think about it, like you run your 40. Oh, this is one thing. So back when I was doing my pro day, so you run your 40, you do your 5-10-5, you do your vertical jump, your broad jump, your bench press, and it takes a long time. So a big thing they talked about was like making sure you had all your nutrition taken care of because you're going to get in there at 10 and you're not going to eat again until like 4 o'clock. And so I remember going through and everything was fine. And they're like, hey, we want you to do the 20-yard shuttle, which they don't do anymore. And 20-yard shuttle is 20 back, 15 back, 10 back, 5 back. And so it's basically like an aerobic conditioning test. And I was like, I don't really want to do it. And one of the scouts was like, you should do it. And I was like, okay. And then, so you did that drill. And like, I remember thinking my hamstrings have never been tighter in my entire life because I didn't train for it at all. And then I had to go do field work right afterwards. So it was just like one of those things where, like, you as the player, I didn't have anybody advocating for me on the day. Like, my agent, he has to watch from the stands, right? But to be like, don't do this, this is stupid, and then go through a bunch of field work afterward with like these crazy tight, pumped up hamstrings. So that was kind of a dumb little thing. And they don't do it anymore, probably because people are getting hurt doing that. So
yeah, the old 60-yard shuttle just magically disappeared off the
the old 60-yard shuttle.
Ugh, yeah. Gross.
Off the test. So definitely my pro day was not as good as like Joe Milton's, for example.
Yeah. You'd rather talk about Joe Milton's pro day than your own, which
I would honestly, rather talk about Joe Milton's pro day.
Honestly, it's a pretty good pro day to talk about. What a freak.
It's a great pro day. Dude, like, so like my pro day was like so boring, you know, like it was like, you know, did a jump, you did a run. Like Joe Milton's like, it's like watching a transformer. Like you sent me that clip yesterday and I was like, dude threw the ball like 90 yards in the air and he ran a 4.5 and he's almost 250. Like people, like, do you think he get? I was trying to think about this. Like everyone's like talking about traits and how important traits are. Like obviously Richardson last year's film was a little bit more consistent, but I'm like, someone's going to take a flyer on this guy like in the second or third round just because he's such a freaky dude, probably, I would think. I don't know where you fall on that though.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I would,
like
I would,
he's a mutant.
I mean, I like, I always go back to quarterback being a mental processing position. It is that above all else. That is the number one skill. And Milton, that's unfortunately his weakness, based off the tape. Yeah. But there just get to a point where the physical traits are so far above everything else that you like the, like it's a formula, right? And the weight of mental processing is really high in that formula. And then physical traits have a certain weight. Eventually the multiplier is so high on like the score that you're plugging into the formula that it overcomes the lower number on the other side, if that made sense mathematically.
But it's crazy.
Point
like
being,
watching that
he's,
move around.
Yeah, crazy. And you just have to try it. And I don't know like what the kind of team is that does that. Like if you're Seattle, right?
Oh, I was just thinking, like, if you're Atlanta and you just paid Kirk and you need a backup quarterback, like the guy to sit for a couple of years behind Kirk, like, is that a spot you take it? Seattle, yeah. Philadelphia, Indianapolis, even to a certain extent, like, let's take a long time, let you sit for a couple of years, and then you turn you into like a short yardage, you know, like zone read bomb type of guy and fourth and one, like you will be our tush push guy basically, like. I don't know, man. It seems like, and apparently, like, I've talked to a bunch of people. Funny, the people that'll talk about him to you, he's like a very dynamic leader. Like, the people love him in Tennessee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, he's like, in terms of like leadership intangibles, it's very, very high. But again, like, the processing elements, like how he sees the field, aren't there yet. But I just look at him and I'm like, we should probably do like a freaks list. Like, obviously, he'd be the quarterbacks for the freaks team, but we should get at every position and just talk about, because, like, there's something enthralling, in my opinion, about the combine and the draft is that you find these dudes in a landscape of just freaky human beings. You find this guy that is head and shoulders above everybody that I've watched over the last 10 years at the position. And you're like, what? Like, they're not supposed to be getting more like stronger arms and faster and bigger. Like, it's just crazy to me. And he's a perfect example of that.
Yeah. I guess my question with him is like, when does that stuff matter? Right? Like,
I don't know.
If on a down in, down out basis, the ability to throw the ball 90 yards doesn't really come up a whole lot, you know, and if things are going well, honestly, your ability to run a 4.5 doesn't come up that much either, because hopefully the ball's getting out on time and on target. You know, and in his case, maybe he's throwing it through a receiver's chest. But like, it also, I'm intrigued. Like,
I think that's the thing is like, if I'm a coach, I remember I had this conversation with Kyle and I was like, because I think his ultimate goal is like basically like to put his brain into a really athletic player. You know what I mean? Like, that's his goal, right? It's like Robert Griffin. If like Robert Griffin had Kyle's brain, like, he's in the Hall of Fame. And like, maybe like as a coach, if I'm sitting there, I'm like, I can do that with this guy. I can teach him the ways of the quarterback position. And we will have the freakiest guy ever to play the position. And now not only do you have to defend 53 yards this way, but you have to defend 90 yards vertically into the
field. Right,
we're
always in the red zone.
He can touch any spot of the field at any moment. And he can run. Like, think about the flexibility that would give you. Like, look at me. I don't even really like him that much as a prospect, but I'm like giddy over it because I'm like, you could literally do anything.
Yeah. Like if you're Sean or you're Kyle, frankly, just like take a flyer at the end of round two, round three, and be like, I don't know. Hey, if Brock Purdy gets hurt, we're just going to the all go offense. You know, my pal Jane Costin has always advocated for in college someone to run an all PI offense.
Yes.
Just like throw deep balls every snap and trust that one of the three downs you're going to get a PI call or a completion. And like, let's run the all PI offense with Joe Milton. It's a spot foul in the league. Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
Joe, sorry, man. Your arm's going to be a little sore.
Yeah, but like we're going to make it work. And then again, like the ability to run like quarterback power and zone reads and like he's a robust, well-built guy. And when you watch him play, like he's like trucking people. And there's no comment about, oh, he's taking too many big hits because he's hitting people. You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
right, he's delivering.
I don't love him as a prospect, but like when you see that, you're just like, these traits are so unique. We might as well take a shot on him. And definitely not in the same way that my traits were unique. My traits were unique the other way in that they were the most boring, bland traits of all time. So,
and yet you played 10 years.
I did. And that's why this is such a crapshoot. It is. Cause like you just get this guy, like I think I've told you this story on the podcast where I had a coach, one of my buddies, he sent me an email and he was like, look at this list. And it's all the tight ends that have played significant minutes over the last, I don't know, I think it was 25 years. So a lot of names on there, like a lot of awesome names, really good football players. And it's all their combine numbers, right? And they're all greens and yellows, which means like those are passing grades. And I go through the list and I'm kind of like, this is kind of cool. I wonder why he sent it to me. At the very bottom of the list, there are two red names where the 40 was red, the arm length was red, the vertical jumping was red. So three reds across the board. I'm like, this guy must suck. And whose name was it? It was my name. You know, so like you get these like random outliers of people that are not measurably ready for the position. But they make it work, you know? And so that's why this position, this game is so, this game of evaluating talent in the NFL is so fun. Because it's, what is the magic that makes this guy play 10 years in the NFL or not be good at football? And that's why this is so awesome.
Yes. And with that, you know, you become a good podcaster at the end. So there's that. That's Logan Paulson. I am Craig Hoffman. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Take Command. We hope that you liked it. If you're new to the show, make sure you subscribe. Or if you're you know, familiar with the show and haven't subscribed yet, you should subscribe too. We have full episodes online to watch at the Team 980 on YouTube. And of course, you can listen in your favorite podcast app. We'll be back next week. I think we're going to do the Freaks List episode. So that's going to be super fun. We'll do that. Some of our scouting media friends will stop by over the next month as well, as we have all eyes on Detroit. We're less than a month away from the 2024 NFL Draft. And we're talking about it with you here on Take Command.